Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. Once upon a time, and not so very long ago, protecting your personal information was a fairly standard practice. But today, many people blindly and willfully provide information when it is requested, oftentimes unquestioningly. As a child, I was told of the importance of guarding one's Social Security number. And shortly after the introduction of barcodes in the 1970s, there were wild rumors decrying that all citizens would be eventually tattooed or chipped so that Big Brother could track their movements and habits. In truth, an individual's private information is systematically and already available to almost anyone who is interested. Increasingly, there is a treasure chest of information on most individuals because of the explosion in smartphones, social networking, blog, cloud computers, and geotagging location apps. These sites gather personal information by tracking keywords and using algorithms to develop profiles. And while one may delete information, the raw data remains with the provider. My dad spent many years with Ma Bell in the communications research and development, and privacy in the electronic world has long been a topic of conversation. This week's conversation involved neighbors.whitepages.com. Remember when Google's Street Map project created a stir a few years ago with their camera-outfitted car that recorded every major city and small-town street? Enter an address and you are viewing any street USA. It's pretty cool. A little disconcerting, but pretty cool. Well, Street Map has got nothing on neighborhoods.whitepages.com. Type in an address and up pops a high-resolution satellite photo of the house, and that of all of the immediate neighbors, along with their names, addresses, and phone numbers. If you're curious to know more personal information, just visit Spokio.com. Spokio is a real-time search engine that collects and cross-references data from online and offline sources and often includes property and wealth values for individuals. Pandora's box was opened some time ago, and our Congress remains ill-prepared to undertake comprehensive examination that could lead to legislation to protect personal privacy. Existing legislation has been adopted in a piecemeal fashion by focusing on areas of concern, such as the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Protection Act or cybersecurity standards to protect our nation's power grids. But otherwise, we are left to fend for ourselves. So, how does one protect their privacy, especially when more and more of us are switching to smartphones from everything from surfing the net, paying bills, and downloading apps? First, by understanding that in exchange for the free internet, the collected currency is information. Decide your privacy level settings to manage cookies and periodically clear them. Be conscious of web security. Request your removal from public databases. Read those privacy notices before you click yes. When paying bills online, make sure the sites are encrypted. And remember, you decide what information to reveal, when, why, and to whom. We should watch carefully the European Union as they consider the right to be forgotten, which will recognize that protection of personal information should be a fundamental right, and especially the rights of living individuals to privacy and the processing of personal data. This has been Community Comment with Jill Duffy.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.